Hi, welcome to the first installment of W1YRPG, a podcast for Hero System players and GMs. If you're not a Hero System player or GM, you're probably not going to find this podcast very interesting. If you are a Hero System player or GM, you still might not find it interesting, but what can you do? My name is Jim, and this first installment is going to be a short one, a kind of test run, in which I'll pose five pretty simple word problems that have to do with some basic Hero System game mechanics. If you like this kind of thing, please stop by the website, WNYRPG.com, and post a message letting me know what you think. If you don't like this kind of thing, let us know that too, and I will work on incorporating some other features. I do plan to add group discussions of the Hero System as I bring a couple of close friends of mine on board in the next few weeks, so keep an eye out for that. Now, on to the quiz. There are five questions, and I'm going to pause after each one and then give the answer. So if you want some time to think about it, you're going to have to reach for the pause button on your MP3 player. The ground rules for the questions are that no limitations or advantages are assumed for the powers mentioned unless they are specified in the question. Question number one. A hero with a strength of 25 is equal to how many heroes of strength 15? The answer? He is equal to 4 heroes of strength 15, as each 5 points of strength doubles the amount that hero can lift. Question number 2. A character in a heroic level campaign who is subject to normal characteristic maxima will pay how many points to buy a natural unaided strength of 25? The answer is a total of 20 points, 10 to reach a maximum of 20, and another 10 to reach 25, as the price doubles after 20. Question number 3. If a hero with a 30 presence makes a presence attack on a group of enemy agents that are presence 13, ordering them in an impressive way to drop their weapons on surrender, and the GM awards him plus 1d6 for violent action, plus 2d6 for soliloquy, and plus 1d6 for reputation, and assigns no penalties, and the hero rolls a perfectly average roll, what penalties do the agents take on their next phase? And the answer is, an average roll on 10d6 would be 35, which would be the agent's presence plus 22, which means the agent would hesitate for a full phase, be at 1/2 DCV, and will possibly do as the hero demands. Question number 4. If a hero buys a 6d6 energy blast with just variable advantage on it for a total active points of 60, how many levels of armor piercing can he assign from within that variable advantage? The answer is, since he has a total variable advantage of plus 1, he can apply up to plus 1/2 total advantages, so he can have one level of armor piercing only. Question number 5. A superhero hits a villain with a basic 5 defense, 5 body entangle. The villain has a strength of 15, so he probably won't be able to bust his way out using his own muscle, even by pushing. On the other hand, the villain has a 96 energy blast that is not encumbered by the entangle, and to get out of the entangle, he pushes his energy blast to the maximum and hits the entangle with it at full force. Assuming he rolls an average roll, how many of his phases will the villain have to spend breaking out of the superhero's entangle? Answer: the villain will roll 11d6, and on average will roll 11 body against the entangle, reducing it to minus 1 body and freeing himself in a half phase. If he were lucky enough to roll 15 body or more, he'd have a full phase to act. That concludes the first quiz from WNYRPG. If you've enjoyed this, please stop by our website and let us know.